The weather for the opening day was proclaimed perfect for the thousands of people who flocked to the city in special trains, all in appropriate holiday mood. There were men, women and children all over the place.
Bangor Pier cost around £17,000 when it was built and drew massive crowds on a sunny day on the 14th of May, 1896.
Rosy cheeks and bright eyes abound and all faces were smiling, whether under acre-brimmed hats or piquant little bonnets.
When it was declared open to the public with a ceremony hosted by Lord Penrhyn.
I hereby declare this pier open to the public.
The pier was to prove a resounding success and brought many tourists to the city. They were there to catch steamers which regularly travelled to and from Blackpool, Liverpool and the Isle of Man. Its wooden decks meant promenading and to enjoy the sea view on one of the benches that lined the whole pier either side. And it quickly became a place of entertainment with music and the immensely popular Pierrot shows. At 1,550 foot long, Bangor Pier is the second longest in Wales, the longest being the one we visited in the audio trail in Llandudno. Look around the pier. Can you see those very same features from over 100 years ago that mark it out as being truly Victorian? These fleurons, barley twist uprights and lanterns were very much the essence of Victorian design, as are these octagonal kiosks and small pavilions with onion-domed roofs and Indian-style trefoil-headed openings. But this pier's history has not been all rosy. Its demise from Victorian glory began in 1914 as the First World War was beginning. A ship, the SS Christiana, slipped its moorings and smashed into the structure, causing serious damage. A temporary gangway was placed there by the Royal Engineers, which remained there for the duration of the war and beyond. Times changed and Victorian optimism moved into post-war neglect, and the pier continued to decline over the decades, until in 1971 it was closed to the public entirely for reasons of safety. By 1974, it looked as if its days were over and the owners, Arvon Borough Council, proposed to demolish it. But the City Council, in a bid to save it for Bangor and the Welsh nation, secured Grade 2 listed status for it and then purchased it for a nominal price of £1. And after many years of raising money, it was eventually restored to what we see here now. And so it is now, as it was in Victorian times, a place to come and promenade along its boardwalk, visit the tea rooms and kiosks, and generally have a jolly good time. On your bike again now, and let's head off to Port Penrhyn. You should cycle the Sustrans Route 5 from here, which follows the old route from Penrhyn's quarry to the port. It was originally a horse-drawn railway from 1801, but replaced by a steam-operated line in the 1870s, finally closing in 1962. See if you can spot evidence of its industrial railway past on your journey.